Dear Abbas, a narrative of love composed for you.
Aren't you paying attention? I was focused on the radar screen, Captain,
Don't
sir.
Tell me these planes come out from under the ground and we don't know. Do you know how many houses would be destroyed from the slightest lack of attention from you? How many families would be ruined? Do you have any idea what's going on in the city?
We don't have any signals on the radar.
Give me the reports from the radars. Overshift. Change the scope, man. Now. I've reviewed the reports in detail. There wasn't even one suspicious flight in them.
That's not strange. They can easily figure out the blind spots of our radars if they have certain information.
Saeed, I doubt there are that many blind spots in our radar coverage.
Look, don't you remember what happened in Tabas? So many planes flew into the heart of the country and no one had any idea. Those American experts who installed these could have sold the information to Iraq. Are these for them? Take a look at this. My eyes are getting tired.
The location of the radars have to change. Take a look here. Abbas, the radar locations have to change.
That's not a bad idea, but the problem isn't really with their location. It's with their numbers. We don't have enough and can't bring any more. The best guess is here, somewhere between Route 260 to 271 West. I guess it's somewhere around Kerent.
Check it and see.
How many retired lookouts do we have at the base, Saeed?
I don't know. I'll have to check the files.
Do we have 20 of them?
I don't know.
I want all of them here in 2 hours. Can you do it?
Can't be done that quickly.
Do something to make it happen, Saeed.
What do you want to do, Abbas?
Until we take care of the radar situation, we have no other choice. Unless we spread the guys out in the deserts around the area with walkie-talkies. So if they see anything suspicious, they can quickly give us a report. That way we might be able to identify the points of entry more quickly. Saeed, do it in 2 hours.
I'll go after the files. You go to sleep for an hour.
Okay. You guys want some tea?
Thanks
a lot.
That'd
be nice.
Mohammad Reza, show me where Kerent is.
Stand at attention! At ease.
Hello to you all.
Hello.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. اذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله افواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره انه كان توابا.
Brothers, right now, the value of you performing your duties is in no way less than flying and conducting military operations. Of course, you've already proven that you're willing to sacrifice your lives for your land and country. But under the present circumstances, things have happened which, if you desire, you can be of even more service to your country than an active duty pilot. It's our responsibility to identify and eliminate all the blind spots and the potential routes of Iraqi warplanes. Fortunately, with the knowledge that you have of the routes, and the details of our own flights, there is great hope that we'll be able to rely on your expertise and knowledge. With God's help, we'll use all our energy and strength and find a way to block their path. Let us send a salavat. May God protect you.
Shaheen, this is Smog. Shaheen, this is Smog. Shaheen, is the weather clear? Yes, over and out. He says nothing's happening.
It's very strange. If we had such an opportunity, we wouldn't waste it. They haven't been around for a week.
Abbas, you go and get some rest. I'll take care of everything here. Get up and go. Get up.
Here you are, Commander, sir.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Here, have some.
No, thank you. Sir, look!
Where did these come from?
Scramble!
If anything happens, let me know.
Scramble.
Said, can you hear me? Scramble!
All
it's a bus, do you read me?
When you hold the pencil like this and draw, then the pencil won't leave a line and the color will be consistent, all right? Do you understand? Okay.
Miss Hekmat, you are needed at the office.
Tell them I'll come after the bell.
But the principal said that she needs you there right now.
Class monitor, come here. Children, don't make any noise. I'll be right back.
Unfortunately, he had two small children.
Hello. Did you want to see me?
Sit down, Malaya, dear.
Has something happened?
They shot down a plane this morning. Saying that Captain Hussein Farlov was the pilot.
Captain Farlov? Zainab's father.
Captain They took her mother to the hospital. She's not doing well at all.
I can't give her this news. I really just cannot do it.
Please, dear Malia, if she goes home and sees things there, she'll go into shock.
I need someone to help me myself.
You're closer to those children than anyone.
This very well. Good job, darling.
It will be okay.
My darling. Oh, God.
Thank you so much for coming.
My darling.
Thanks for coming.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. With your permission.
Thank you for coming. Thanks
for care of yourself.
Goodbye.
Take care of yourself.
Goodbye. Take
Goodbye.
Care.
Sir, if there's anything you need, I am at your service. Take care.
Thank you for coming.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Please let me know if there's anything I can do.
Thanks for
I am
everything.
At your service.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Abbas, I am so very scared.
About what?
I'm really worried about you.
A pilot's wife has to be much braver than her husband.
I'm so worried about you that even when you don't tell me that you're having a flight, I know somehow you do. I can even identify your plane from among the others in the sky. When you take off from the ground, my entire body shivers for you, Abbas. I'm so very scared.
You're gonna get sick like this.
I love you, Abbas.
Well, that's the whole point, Sugar Plum. You need to learn to love me a little less.
mean? What are you trying to say, Abbas? What?
It's the reality of war, Maya. I don't want you to be too upset later.
I came here only because of you. Otherwise, I could have just lived a peaceful life with my mother and my father.
Don't diminish the value of what you've done. I have a request for you. Won't you answer me?
I'm listening.
From now on, it's possible that every day someone at the base is going to die. I want you to try and take care of their families. If you can spend more time with them, it'll be better for both you and me.
This is the third time, Babai. If you can't handle doing it, tell me and I'll have someone else do it. Do you know how much damage has been done to the cities? I have to give a report to my superiors every day. Well, if you need equipment, get it. If you need personnel, get it. But I swear to God, nobody could keep putting up with this situation.
Iraq has more equipment at its disposal than we previously thought. We're talking about a few blind spots which we're not aware of, but they know about them.
So search around and find them. We've lost one of our planes and gotten nothing in return. If you were me, what would you do? I don't have any problem with signing your resignation letter. I want solutions. If I have to, I'll discharge you if it means getting to a solution. Rest assured, I won't hesitate even for a second.
I only ask for 72 hours from you. Only 72 hours.
If there's another attack, I won't be able to explain it to my superiors or to the people. We have to stop them, whatever it takes. Can you?
If I can't, I'll personally hand you my resignation letter. I'll stop flying forever, General.
I have to be informed of everything you're doing, Abbas. This is the last time I'm going to trust you.
I'm most grateful for your trust.
Good luck. Good luck.
Yarali. We're going down a bit. Lower your altitude.
Have any of our guys been able to find anything about them yet?
These two places have been marked. The guys found them during the two previous attacks. The Baathists aren't going to stop. The blind spots of our radars are a lot more than this.
How is it they do not lose their way?
No, they don't. They've figured a way out. A signal, radar, something. But hey, what's the situation with our gasoline? Do we have enough?
The tank's full. It's enough.
Sayid, get up. We have to search the ground.
Please reference to disc number 12.
Mashbalal Rahmani wants to tell us one of his memories of a boss Bobby. Mashbalal, forgive me, but I don't have a lot of video for my recorder. We only have a few minutes left.
I was a shepherd. I had my own sheep and shepherded other people's sheep as well as that, you know. And then that's what I did. I shepherded sheep. I helped out Imam Zadi too. It was here, then.
Talk about a boss Bobby.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was with a friend. His friend was Sayid. They came here, right around this area. They went round everywhere. They were trying to figure out the flight path of the Iraqi planes. I'd seen a place. I thought it was the bombs the Iraqis dropped. We went into the wilderness. We saw that, wow, there were fuel containers for the aeroplanes. There were the planes, fuel containers for the aeroplanes. But they saw something. They came so happy. I didn't figure out what it was. Oh, yeah. No. But they came here. They came right here. They came to Imam Zadi. They did their prayers, you know? When they did their prayers, this place was in ruins. There was nothing in this hill. Abbas, at his own expense, built this place. He made it bigger. He kept improving the place. He brought water and electricity. After everybody would always come here. As I just told you, everybody came here. Oh, yeah, when they gave the news that he'd been butchered, everyone cried. They held a large mourning ceremony for him. There's local people here. Nadiri, yeah. Nadiri, the pilot. He has a garden here. A garden. He has a garden here. I say, man, it's better you talk to him too, you know. Much better you talk to him. He'll tell you exactly what went on, what happened. He will. He'll tell you it all.
How long are we going to wander around this wilderness? Do you think it's any use?
We don't have any other choice, Sayid. We searched so much with the helicopters. What did we find? Nothing. This way we might be able to at least find a clue.
It's exactly like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
If you're upset, get off. I'll go search on my own.
Hey, what do you mean? You've given a promise and are now stuck. Why are you blaming me?
Their information is very precise, Sayid. There must be a person behind all of this who knows all about the details of all our equipment.
If we don't get anywhere and they don't let you fly anymore, what are you going to do? What exactly are we looking for anyway?
I still don't know.
That's great.
We have to find where they fuel their planes. That way we can find out where they come from.
What's wrong? Why are you trembling?
It's nothing. I just got the chills.
You're burning up with a fever, my friend. Let's go back.
No, it's nothing. Let's go, Said.
Man, their path is 800 kilometers. The probability of finding where they refuel is about zero.
We don't have time, Said. We can't. We have to keep going.
Hey, look at these.
Be careful you don't hit the poor things. Hold on a minute, Said.
Hello, how are you, Father?
God bless. Are you doing okay?
Thank you very much. Thanks. Hello, you're very, Father. Very welcome. Hello, how are you two?
Fine, thanks, Father.
Father, are you from around here? Go on.
Go ahead.
Where does this road lead to?
This young man goes in the heart of the mountains. A path on the other side. He keeps going. After that, it's full of trees.
Come. Let's go back. You're not feeling well.
No, I'm fine.
You're not feeling well, young man. Come and get some rest. Eat some bread and
cheese.
Thanks
a lot, Father, but we won't trouble you.
Now, don't be shy. Come on, young man.
No, Father, we really don't want to trouble you.
It'll be fine. No trouble at all. Come on, young man. Come on now. Come on.
Let's go, Said. Let's go sit with him for a few minutes.
They call this a mountain mix. First it warms you up, then it makes you sleep, then after you wake up, you see the sickness has left your body. You'll be fine and healthy, God.
Thank you very much, dear Father.
To your health. Have some, young man.
Thank you very much.
Forgive me. But are you aeroplane drivers, you two?
Yes, dear Father.
How did you recognize these clothes, Father?
Ah, there was a young man in our village a few years ago, before there was a war. I remember he came to the village. Do you guys fight the Iraqis too?
We have to do it, Father.
Oh, you have to. To drop your bombs on the top of Saddam's head. Not like these bastards who dropped them on the top of people. Or they dropped them here and just leave.
Does Iraq bomb around here?
They're not dumb to waste their bombs over here.
Well, of course they're dumb. Why on earth shouldn't they be dumb? Of course it makes a sound, but it doesn't explode. But man, I'm telling you, it makes such a racket. It's caused all our sheep to stop giving milk. Now come and have some bread and cheese. Come on, have some of this with me. Come on.
Where did you get this parachute from, Father?
I told you, from right down there. There's a bunch of trees. I got it from the trees.
Would you be able to take us there right now?
Of course I can, of course. Hey, what happened to you? Have a piece of bread or something? No, man. It's just turned to spring. A bunch of minibuses from the surrounding village had gathered to go to Tehran to see the Imam. I wasn't feeling that well. I mean, I was sick. My son, Zain al-Abidin, gathered his things and went with them. When he got back, man, he wasn't the same old Zain al-Abidin. It didn't take more than 2 days. He packed up and went off to war. He said he had to go and free Khorram Shahr. He wanted my permission. I told him, when the Imam said so, who am I to say he shouldn't go? God willing, the hyenas and vultures will eat their carcasses. You should stop a little further up the way. It's over there. Yeah.
How come this area isn't controlled by radar? How long have they been here?
Three, not 40, 50 days, man. Look, some of them haven't even exploded.
These aren't bombs, Mashbalal. They're spare tanks of aeroplane fuel.
God willing, these will drop on their heads.
Where did you find the parachute?
We have to go that way.
Let's go.
Bus.
Thank you very much.
May God grant you a long life.
Abbas, get up. It's getting late.
Mashbalal, God bless you. Thank you so much.
God willing, you'll be safe and successful.
My fever broke. That was some mixture you gave me.
God, you got better. God be praised.
Thank Mashbalal, you very much.
Goodbye. Well, it was God, young man.
Yaoli.
Goodbye.
Thanks a lot.
Take care of yourself now. Good luck, young
Thanks
man.
Thanks for everything.
God protect you. Goodbye.
Maybe, without exaggerating, there were 40 tanks in that area. I'm almost certain they used that route all three times.
I'm sure they've placed these tanks in their other routes as well.
We haven't been able to identify more than four routes so far. I'm sure there's more than that, though.
Well, this is all the information we have. We have to take a risk.
We have to be careful what we're risking.
You haven't forgotten the promise you made to the Colonel.
We have to do our jobs. The rest we trust to God.
So, what do we do?
God and you, I trust. We'll be three teams. In this area, we'll circle at high altitude. As soon as they arrive, we'll be right on top of them, just like an eagle. Yaeli. Yeah,